Insurance.
Insurance, I've been designated. I think on insurance, very quick messages. Basically, we welcome the progress made so far, but we would like to highlight two or three issues. First of all, on the substance of the project, we would like to really encourage the ISP to further investigate how the use of OCI could help solve what is commonly labeled the volatility issue in the income statement, while adopting a current value measurement for the insurance contract liability. That's really on the core issue in this project, as it has been identified. We also, on the content of the project, would like to reiterate our view that the residual margin should be a floating margin, and also promote again our recommendation in terms of presentation of the income statement. So those messages on the content being made, we would like to highlight another issue of concern with the project. It seems that the status of this project, whether it is a joint project with the FASB or whether or not, is not fully or clearly determined, because people understand that the board is heading for completing that project and publishing a standard while being ready to reconsider certain requirements in that final standard after it's been published and when the FASB would have completed its deliberations. And that creates concerns because how do you want a standard to go through an endorsement process, have people, entities work on the changes, the systems, prepare for applying a standard when and if the message is that it may be temporary in nature for some of the issues. So we would really recommend the board to really determine whether it is a joint project, and that would mean that no standard is published prior to having given chances to having a converged standard, or make it an ISP-only project and publish a standard that is sustainable for quite some time. In making that choice and defining the appropriate timing for the project, because there is clearly a very important timing issue, we would like to reemphasize that we see a lot of interrelationships between IFRS 4 and IFRS 9, and we have welcomed the announcement that the board would resume their joint efforts toward converged requirements on financial instruments. So this probably, in terms of timing, has to be taken into account. That said, it should also be in our minds that IFRS is lacking a standard on insurance contracts today, and that it is very much needed. So basically that we're the messages that we wanted to maybe have some discussion.
Just on that last point, Francois, so, I mean, I think you've identified the issues quite clearly. And, I mean, your first point is we should decide if we're doing it jointly or not, and if we're doing it jointly, we shouldn't have a standard that we're then going to change or possibly or potentially change. But the last point is, well, there isn't a standard on insurance at the moment, and it's needed, you know, apart from in the US or possibly Canada, and it's needed in the rest of the world. So how would you balance those if you have your choice? Because if it's going to be a joint one and if we're going to wait, it could be a long time. Because FASB's got to expose, get the responses, re-debate. I don't want to put a time because I scare people when I do that, but it could be a long time. And so do you see the need for a standard for the rest of the world is greater than getting a converged standard or vice versa, really? Which one?
I guess it is giving some chances to converge without getting too much derived or getting the right side.
Well, we'd all love that.
I know it's easy to say and more difficult to do, but it is a decision to also be discussed with the FASB how long they wish to have. If it is too long, then they will have to take the IFR standard if they want to take it the way it will have been finalized.
Unfortunately, it's more than just a discussion because, I mean, FASB's got to go through their process. They've got to have their debates, all quite legitimate. They've got to give time to their constituents. They've got to, FASB staff are here, but you can't tell us instantly how long it'll take you to get to a standard in the US, I wouldn't think. But you can have a go if you like.
I can't.
Sorry, I've turned. Yeah. Where are you? There you go.
Yeah, and obviously I can't wager a guess on that, but if we were to think that, the ISB thought that they were going to have a final standard, they issued the exposure draft last year in July, and they thought, there was going to be a final as of June 30th. Obviously that's been delayed a couple months. But we're that much closer and have deliberated it that much more. So in my view, and obviously anything can come up, but in all of these projects from the time of an exposure draft, so for instance for revenue recognition to finishing deliberations and everything else, it hasn't been that much more than, a year process before that. So I think that's what we've been talking about and shooting for. Obviously, anything can come up, but with this last re-deliberations, we got a lot closer.
Okay, it's mine.
I'll put it slightly differently, I think, Ian, that if you believe it is appropriate to push ahead with the board issuing a standard, we would expect you as part of your due process to take into account the views that you hear from American constituents as part of that due process. Having concluded your due process, what we are concerned about is you give a second bite of the cherry to a particular constituency just because they go through a separate due process.
So you'd recommend we don't?
Don't what?
Take notice of another constituency.
No, I think you should take account of that constituency as part of your due process. I don't think you should allow them to have a second bite of the cherry because they happen to engage in a separate due process outside of yours. If you have decided that it is time to issue a standard, take account of their views, issue the standard, but don't hold out the prospect that actually somebody comes along later or issues a different standard and you change yours.
Okay.
That's the worst of all worlds.
Yeah, that's clear. Peter?
I think one of the concerns that came out in our Insurance Accounting Working Group is that the ISB has been on this project for 13 years. FASB is a full step behind in their due process. These discussions on insurance take a very long time. We also know that US constituents have different interests, not discounting three building blocks, so quite fundamental things. So if you say we're holding out for possible future convergence, it's just a very high-risk strategy that risks leaving us with no standard 5 years from now. So the question really is, do you want to take that particular risk when you have something that seems to be within reach? Are you going to hold out for the perfect and then end up with nothing? That's the trade-off as far as I can see it.
Okay.
Just told us is we should finalize a reasonable standards. Maybe not fully converged. You don't care?
Well, the question is if FASB runs through the entire due process, what new facts will be uncovered that you have not uncovered in the past 13 years that will lead you to a dramatically different conclusion? other than a political wish for convergence? I mean, what facts do you think they may find that you're not aware of right now?
Okay, you might.
I think I heard from you the, I would call it the usual suspects. You reinforced the topic of OCI. The residual margin floating tells me that you have strongly you've bought into the concept of a risk and residual margin. And the third one was presentation, which clearly we are starting to discuss now. But am I correct in understanding that you would say now, after 13 years, it's time for decision, considering all constituents, and I would still reserve the right if the FASB, in their further deliberation, comes up with the fantastic idea we haven't been thinking of in the last 13 years, well, then no one would harm us of getting more intelligent at a later stage in time, but you would rather consider not to wait for eternity before we are issuing the standard.
Jura, can you?
Yes, I would basically say the same, but putting the words maybe in different order, that I think matters. The key message here is that we're not there. I mean, it's not finished, right? I mean, you're not there yet. The standard is not finalized. There are issues, key issues, and it's clear. That's the key issue. That's what matters most. That's what's important. If it was ready tomorrow and everyone agreeing to that, that would be fine. That is why I think, and you rightly, Elke, put your finger on the substantive issues, and I think you're absolutely right to do that. So I just wanted to emphasize that, and I'm sure that as you move towards perfection, possibly everyone will join, and possibly if you do that really right and quickly, that'll be in an acceptable time frame for everyone, because, yes, possibly time has come to move. But what is paramount, I think, for everyone, I hope, if anybody disagrees, I'd like to know why and to know who, what is paramount is really what's in the substance of the standard. And there, the issue of volatility is the key, what has been discussed in my view, and from what I hear outside procedures, but from what I hear from the market, from the people, is that they're not satisfied. And some of you I met in the same places, heard the same as I have heard. So that's what matters. Let's once again discuss procedures when we got the standard right.
Okay, Francois.
Well, I'm not going to add very much to the discussion at this stage. I think just reemphasizing that the interrelationship between IFRS 9 and IFRS 4, where some work is needed, may give supplementary time that the U.S. may make the best benefit of prior to having the ISB conclude.
Okay. Stevens.
You mentioned OCI. What exactly do you think should go into OCI?
We intend to get into the detailed breadth of the subject today, considering the time available and the other subjects that we have on the agenda.
Okay.
But we as usual on every project, we're happy to coordinate, collaborate, bring input.
So you've already given your views to staff?
Yes.
Okay. Nothing.